In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. There's money for Amtrak in the federal infrastructure bill, and Colorado's proposed Front Range passenger rail system might benefit from those funds. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports that state and local officials are looking at connecting Amtrak's Southwest Chief to the Front Range service.
The long-distance passenger rail line runs from Los Angeles to Chicago, with stops in southeastern Colorado and northern New Mexico. A state commission is studying the idea of a through car to take passengers between La Junta, Pueblo, and Colorado Springs. La Junta City Manager Rick Klein is on the commission.
The through car is so important to the Front Range rail because it'll break us onto the Front Range.
Klein says they're working with freight companies to make this connection by sharing or building new tracks. He says this cooperation could be a model for other areas. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
The Department of Corrections is making progress in vaccinating people in state prisons. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Governor Jared Polis never prioritized immunizing inmates over people in the regular population, even though they live in a group setting. He faced criticism for this decision. But the supply of vaccines has increased, and 67% of prisoners have now been vaccinated. The number of vaccinated prison guards, too, has ticked up after state officials dangled them a one-time $500 bonus to get a vaccine. Now more than 2,900 have been vaccinated, about 48% of the total number of guards. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Women Plus Film Festival is underway this week. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
After the pandemic pushed Denver Film's Women Plus Film Festival to virtual screens last year, the series is back online. Viewers can screen documentaries featuring a look at the aftermath of Hurricane Maria in landfall or a heartfelt portrait of childcare workers in Through the Night. There's also narrative features and a number of shorts to choose from. Audiences can stream the movies through Denver Film's virtual screening platform and stay tuned for filmmaker Q&As. The festival runs through this Sunday. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
It's 31 degrees in Craig, in Denver, 33. This is CPR News.